Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes love and always awkward.
We get them on the phone, find out if they're single,
and then we give you our show
so you can publicly confess your crush.
Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who are you going to be confessing your crush to today?
Hi. Okay, thanks for having me. I wanted to confess my crush on, it's a little complicated, it's my ex-boyfriend's ex-roommate, Matt.
Okay, so you met this guy when you were dating your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, they were living together for a few years, but, you know, I kind of caught wind of the fact that they weren't living together anymore, and I kind of scoped him out on Facebook, and, you know.
All right.
So, yeah.
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
So, just so we have the timeline right, they were living together, you meet your boyfriend, date your boyfriend, break up with your boyfriend, they're still living together, but roommates always in the back of your mind. Then you hear that they don't live together anymore, and you're like, I can move in. That sound right?
That sounds like about it.
I like how you said move in, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Roommate thing.
So then I added him on Facebook, and he liked a picture, and I liked a picture. So I feel like, you know, we might be going in the right direction.
Okay, so you're not strangers. You actually know each other fairly well.
Yeah, we definitely know who each other, who we are, you know, in the scheme of things. But I don't think he has any idea that I've been crushing on him for a while.
Okay. And what's his name? Did I miss that?
Matt.
Okay. And so what is it about Matt that has you crushing on him?
Well, I mean, he's always had such a great sense of humor. He's like literally the funniest guy that I've ever met. And it was always like a great time hanging out. And, you know, at the time it felt so crazy that I was like, man, this guy's so much funnier than at the time my boyfriend. And we got along really well. And, you know, he's into art and, you know, he likes to go out and have a good time. He's also, you know, has like a steady job. It's like all the right things fell into place. And I'm like, man, he's kind of great.
This is an important question, but do you know if, even though they don't live together anymore, are they still friends, your ex-boyfriend and this guy you're interested in, Matt?
I don't think so. They were just roommates. They weren't like friends to roommates. They kind of just ended up living together out of necessity. So I don't think so.
I don't think the rules are the same for guys and girls. Like, I think women do a better job of like, nope. Like, that would be too weird. That's too close. Guys don't care as much, but it could be a wrinkle. But if they're not friends, it's nothing.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that I'm right.
Okay,
cool. Well, here's how Confess Your Crush works. We're going to call up Matt, make sure that he is single and open to dating. And if so, we'll tell him that somebody's got a crush on him. And if he wants to know who it is, then we'll reconnect you and you confess your crush, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Hang tight.
Okay.
Jen, would that be a violation, a girl violation? You would never try to date.
If it's just roommates, then I don't think it makes a big difference.
There's no friendship bond?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter?
Hello.
Hey, is this Matt?
This is.
Hey, Matt, it's the Jeff and Jen Show calling. Thank you for taking our call, first of all. And want to just start things off asking you a couple quick questions. One, are you single?
Yeah, I am indeed.
All right. And are you open to dating?
For sure.
Well, then I think Jen Hobby has got some news that might make you very happy.
Yes, here's the news. Jeff is not asking for himself. The news is also that somebody has a big crush on you.
Okay.
Yeah, she just loves your sense of humor and just loves that you've got this personality, loves to go out and be around people and social. She's crushing on the fact that you love art, that you have a great job and you're responsible. And she just thinks that you are awesome.
Wow. Well, this is a really nice way to start the day.
So, Matt, would you like to find out who says they've got a crush on you?
100%, yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, here's what you need to provide us with in exchange for that information.
Okay.
We just need the names of two people you think it might be. I'm guessing somebody popped into your mind right away. So we'll need that name. And then somebody that you might hope it is. And we'll give you a minute or two to think about it. But we want two names. And then in exchange for that info, we'll actually let the person who has a crush on you talk right to you. Fair enough?
That is totally fair.
Okay, Matt, we'll be right back here in 3 minutes, and we'll get your guesses on who you think is confessing their crush today.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
On now.
Sometimes love. Always awkward.
Confess Your Crush continues right now.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush is in progress on the Jeff and Jen Show. And what you need to know is that earlier we heard from Stephanie, who is crushing big time on her ex-boyfriend's ex-roommate. This guy's name is Matt. So we're going to pick up Matt, find out who he thinks is crushing on him. But the name you're listening for, Stephanie.
Hey, Matt, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
All right. So we promise that we'll let the crusher talk directly to you, but first you have to provide us with those two names. Who popped into your head the second Jen said somebody has a crush on you?
Okay, my first thought was this girl named Carla.
Okay.
But I thought maybe there's something going on there. And my second thought, more of a long shot, is a girl named Shannon.
Okay, who's Shannon?
Shannon? Oh, you know, Shannon's a girl I've known for a while. More like kind of an acquaintance kind of situation. We both worked at a part-time job for a while, and I thought maybe there was something there.
Okay.
You know?
And would both Carla and Shannon be good?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you, Matt. And now it is time we can reconnect your real crusher.
Jen, the lines are connected.
Okay, crusher, it's time to confess your crush.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie.
Oh, man. gosh, I'm embarrassed. I don't, I don't know, Stephanie, like, how do I know you?
I'm Danny's ex.
Oh my God, yes. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Way to flip the script, Stephanie. Make it sound like he called you. That's well played. That's very female. Well done.
Wow. Well, gosh. Then this is very flattering.
I just, you know, you've always been really cool, and I kind of couldn't, you know, shake you, and here we are.
Yeah. You know, Stephanie. So yeah, I mean, you're really cool too. I mean, and I think you're a really awesome person. I don't, you know, I just don't think this would work.
Can you give us the why? Like, I think Stephanie would appreciate complete honesty, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, that would be nice.
So can you just tell us why you're not interested?
I just don't think this would work. And I'm sorry, but, and maybe this sounds silly, but your Facebook posts, and every day you write so much, and I'm sorry, I just don't think I can be in a relationship with somebody that does stuff like that.
I've always, you know, my opinion on politics, and I take my stance, and that's kind of where I get it out. You know, that way I don't have to be like dragging people down in public and at dinners. You know, I kind of just let it all out online. And
it's just,
I'm just really passionate about what I believe in, and you know, I'm really surprised.
Are you on different sides of the political spectrum? Is that?
No, it's not. I mean, even if we were, like, that wouldn't matter to me. The point of it for me is just like the length of the posts and just the level. It's beyond passion, I want to say. It's just way too much.
Well, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way, and you know, I'm not going to change my opinions and my views. It's really unfortunate that this couldn't work out over so silly Facebook posts.
For whatever it's worth, like, I also think that you are obviously very intelligent and nice and you're pretty, but like, this is, I mean, that is just like a step one deal breaker for me.
What if you went out with her but just unfriended her on Facebook? And then you wouldn't, right? And then you wouldn't see all that, or just mute her or hide her posts.
I feel like there's an underlying thing going on here, and that, I mean, I think it'll be kind of more of a Band-Aid than anything else.
I was just kind of kidding, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very earnest.
That's a great word.
Okay. Well, I wish this had worked out better for you, Stephanie. Sorry.
I know exactly what's going on, and I can move on from here. So, you know what? Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it.
And make sure when you write your 11 paragraphs about how terrible our show is and how awful Matt is, you tag us all in it, because we really could use the traffic. So that'd be great.
No press is bad press.
Yeah, our web department would appreciate that. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.